3. Green Card, a perfect solution? 7 years ago, when I was visiting Germany, I met with an official who explained to me that the country had a perfect solution to its economic problems. Watching the U.S. economies soar during the 90s, the Germans had decided that they too needed to go the high technology route. But how? In the late 90s, the answer seemed obvious. Indians. After all, Indian entrepreneurs accounted for one of every 3 Silicon Valley startups. So the German government decided that it would lure Indians to Germany just as America does, by offering green cards. Officials created something called the German Green Card, and announced that they would issue 20,000 in the first year. Naturally, the Germans expected that tens of thousands more Indians would soon be begging to come, and perhaps the quotas would have to be increased. But the program was a failure. A year later, barely half of the 20,000 cards had been issued. After a few extensions, the program was abolished. I told the German official at the time that I was sure the initiative would fail. It's not that I had any particular expertise in immigration policy, so I understood something about green cards because I had one, the American version. The German green card was misnamed, I argued, because it never under any circumstances translated into German citizenship. The U.S. green card, by contrast, is an almost automatic path to becoming American after 5 years and a clean record. The official dismissed my objection, saying that there was no way Germany was going to offer these people citizenship. "We need young tech workers," he said. "That's what this program is all about." So Germany was asking bright young professionals to leave their country, culture, and families, move thousands of miles away, learn a new language, and work in a strange land, but without any prospect of ever being part of their new home. Germany was sending a signal, one that was clearly received in India and other countries, and also by Germany's own immigrant communities.